Quran 2, verse 151. After passing through the valley of knowledge, which is the last plane of limitation, the wayfarer cometh to the valley of unity, and drinketh from the cup of the Absolute, and gazeth on the manifestations of oneness. In this station he pierceth the veils of plurality, fleeth from the worlds of the flesh, and ascendeth into the heaven of singleness. With the ear of God he heareth, with the eye of God he beholdeth the mysteries of divine creation. He steppeth into the sanctuary of the friend, and shareth as an intimate the pavilion of the loved one. Page 18. He stretcheth out the hand of truth from the sleeve of the Absolute. He revealeth the secrets of power. He seeth in himself neither name, nor fame, nor rank, but findeth his own praise in praising God. He beholdeth in his own name the name of God. To him all songs are from the King, and every melody from him. He sitteth on the throne of Say All Is From God, Quran 4, verse 80, and taketh his rest on the carpet of There Is No Power or Might But in God, Quran 18, verse 37. He looketh on all things with the eye of oneness, and seeth the brilliant rays of the divine sun shining from the dawning point of essence alike on all created things, and the lights of singleness reflected over all creation. It is clear to thine eminence that all the variations which the wayfarer in the stages of his journey beholdeth in the realms of being proceed from his own vision. We shall give an example of this, that its meaning may become fully clear. Consider the visible sun. Although it shineth with one radiance upon all things, and at the behest of the King of Manifestation bestoweth light on all creation, yet in each place it becometh manifest and sheddeth its bounty according to the potentialities of that place. Page 19. For instance, in a mirror it reflecteth its own disk and shape, and this is due to the sensitivity of the mirror. In a crystal it maketh fire to appear, and in other things it showeth only the effect of its shining, but not its full disk. And yet, through that effect, by the command of the Creator, it traineth each thing according to the quality of that thing, as thou observest. In like manner, colors become visible in every object according to the nature of that object. For instance, in a yellow globe, the rays shine yellow. In a white, the rays are white, and in a red, the red rays are manifest. Then these variations are from the object, not from the shining light. And if a place be shut away from the light, as by walls or a roof, it will be entirely bereft of the splendor of the light, nor will the sun shine thereon. Thus it is that certain invalid souls have confined the lands of knowledge within the walls of self and passion, and clouded them with ignorance and blindness, and have been veiled from the light of the mystic sun and the mysteries of the eternal beloved. They have strayed far from the jeweled wisdom of the lucid faith of the Lord of Messengers, have been shut out of the sanctuary of the All-Beauteous One, and banished from the Kabi of splendor. Such is the worth of the people of the sage. Page 20. And if a nightingale, this refers to Baha'u'llah's own manifestation, and if a nightingale soar upward from the clay of self and dwell in the rose bower of the heart, and in Arabian melodies and sweet Iranian songs recount the mysteries of God, a single word of which quickeneth to fresh new life the bodies of the dead, and bestoweth the Holy Spirit upon the mouldering bones of their existence, thou wilt behold a thousand claws of envy, a myriad beaks of rancor hunting after him, and with all their power intent upon his death. Yea, to the beetle a sweet fragrance seemeth foul, and to the man sick of a room a pleasant perfume is as naught. Wherefore it hath been said for the guidance of the ignorant, cleanse thou the room from out thine head, and breathe the breath of God instead. In sum, the differences in objects have now been made plain. Thus, when the wayfarer gazeth only upon the place of appearance, that is, when he seeth only the many-colored globes, he beholdeth yellow and red and white. Hence it is that conflict hath prevailed among the creatures, and a darksome dust from limited souls hath hid the world. Page 21. And some do gaze upon the effulgence of the light, and some have drunk of the wine of oneness, and these see nothing but the sun itself. Thus, for that, they move on these three differing planes. The understanding and the words of the wayfarers have differed, and hence the sign of conflict doth continually appear on earth. For some there are who dwell upon the plane of oneness and speak of that world, and some inhabit the realms of limitation, and some the grades of self, while others are completely veiled. Thus do the ignorant people of the day, who have no portion of the radiance of divine beauty, make certain claims, and in every age and cycle inflict on the people of the sea of oneness what they themselves deserve. Should God punish men for their perverse doings, he would not leave on earth a moving thing, but to an appointed term doth he respite them. Quran 16, verse 63. O my brother, a pure heart is as a mirror. Cleanse it with a burnish of love and severance from all save God, that the true sun may shine within it, and the eternal morning dawn. Then wilt thou clearly see the meaning of, neither doth my earth nor my heaven contain me, but the heart of my faithful servant containeth me. Footnote, the hadith, that is, action or utterance traditionally attributed to the Prophet Muhammad or to one of the holy imams. End of footnote. And thou wilt take up thy life in thine hand, and with infinite longing cast it before the new beloved one. Page 22. Whensoever the splendor of the King of the King of Oneness settleth upon the throne of the heart and soul, his shining becometh visible in every limb and member. At that time the mystery of the famed tradition gleameth out of the darkness. A servant is drawn unto me in prayer until I answer him, and when I have answered him, I become the ear wherewith he heareth. For thus the master of the house hath appeared within his home, and all the pillars of the dwelling are ashine with his light. And the action and effect of the light are from the light-giver. So it is that all move through him and arise by his will. And this is that spring whereof the near ones drink, as it is said, a fount whereof the near unto God shall drink. Quran 83, verse 28. However, let none construe these utterances to be anthropomorphism, nor see in them the descent of the worlds of God into the grades of the creatures, nor should they lead thine eminence to such assumptions. For God is, in his essence, wholly above ascent and descent, entrance and exit. Page 23. He hath through all eternity been free of the attributes of human creatures, and will ever remain so. No man hath ever known him. No soul hath ever found the pathway to his being. Every mystic knower hath wandered far astray in the valley of the knowledge of him. Every saint hath lost his way in seeking to comprehend his essence. Sanctified is he above the understanding of the wise. Exalted is he above the knowledge of the knowing. The way is barred, and to seek it is impiety. His proof is his signs, his being is his evidence. Sermon by Ali. Wherefore the lovers of the face of the Beloved have said, O thou the one whose essence alone showeth the way to his essence, and who is sanctified above any likeness to his creatures. It's a hadith. How can utter nothingness gallop its steed into the field of pre-existence, or a fleeting shadow reach to the everlasting sun? The friend, the Prophet Muhammad, hath said, But for thee we had not known thee, and the Beloved hath said, Nor attained thy presence. Yea, these mentionings that have been made of the grades of knowledge relate to the knowledge of the manifestation of that Sun of Reality, which casteth its light upon the mirrors. Page 24. And the splendor of that light is in the hearts, yet it is hidden under the veilings of sense and the conditions of this earth, even as a candle within a lantern of iron, and only when the lantern is removed doth the light of the candle shine out. And in like manner, when thou strippest the wrappings of illusion from off thine heart, the lights of oneness will be made manifest. then it is clear that even for the rays there is neither entrance nor exit, how much less for that essence of being and that longed-for mystery. O my brother, journey upon these plains in the spirit of search, not in blind imitation. A true wayfarer will not be kept back by the bludgeon of words, nor debarred by the warning of illusions. How shall a curtain part the lover and the loved one? Not Alexander's wall can separate them. Footnote: Hafiz Shamsuddin Muhammad of Shiraz died circa 1389 AD, one of the greatest of Persian poets. End footnote. Secrets are many, but strangers are myriad. Volumes will not suffice to hold the mystery of the beloved one, nor can it be exhausted in these pages, although it be no more than a word, no more than a sign. Knowledge is a single point, but the ignorant have multiplied it. From Sermon of Ali, page 25. On the same basis, ponder likewise the differences among the worlds. Although the divine worlds be never ending, yet some refer to them as four. The world of time, Zaman, which is the one that hath both a beginning and an end. The world of duration, Tahir, which hath a beginning, but whose end is not revealed. The world of perpetuity, Sarmad, whose beginning is not to be seen, but which is known to have an end. And the world of eternity, Azal, neither a beginning nor an end, of which is visible. Although there are many differing statements as to these points, to recount them in detail would result in weariness. Thus some have said that the world of perpetuity hath neither beginning nor end, and have named the world of eternity as the invisible, impenetrable Epirium. Others have called these the worlds of the heavenly court, Lakhud, of the Epirium heaven, Jabarut, of the kingdom of the angels, Malakut, and of the mortal world, Nasut. The journeys in the pathway of love are reckoned as four, from the creatures to the true one, from the true one to the creatures, from the creatures to the creatures, from the true one to the true one. Page 26. There is many an utterance of the mystic seers and doctors of former times, which I have not mentioned here, since I mislike the copious citation from sayings of the past, for quotation from the words of others proveth acquired learning, not the divine bestowal. Even so much as we have quoted here is out of deference to the wont of men, and after the manner of the friends. Further, such matters are beyond the scope of this epistle. Our unwillingness to recount their sayings is not from pride, rather it is a manifestation of wisdom and a demonstration of grace. If Kadir did wreck the vessel on the sea, yet in this wrong there are 1,000 rights. Otherwise the servant regardeth himself as utterly lost and as nothing, even beside one of the beloved of God, how much less in the presence of his holy ones. Exalted be my Lord the Supreme. Moreover, our aim is to recount the stages of the wayfarer's journey, not to set forth the conflicting utterances of the mystics. Although a brief example hath been given concerning the beginning and ending of the relative world, the world of attributes, yet a second illustration is now added, that the full meaning may be manifest. Page 27. For instance, let thine eminence consider his own self. Thou art first in relation to thy son, last in relation to thy father. In thine outward appearance thou tellest of the appearance of power in the realms of divine creation. In thine inward being thou revealest the hidden mysteries which are the divine trust deposited within thee. And thus, firstness and lastness, outwardness and inwardness, are, in the sense referred to, true of thyself, that in these four states conferred upon thee, thou shouldst comprehend the four divine states, and that the nightingale of thine heart on all the branches of the rose tree of existence, whether visible or concealed, should cry out, He is the first and last, the seen and the hidden. Quran 57 verse 3. These statements are made in the sphere of that which is relative, because of the limitations of men. Otherwise, those personages who, in a single step, have passed over the world of the relative and the limited, and dwelt on the fair plain of the absolute, and pitched their tent in the worlds of authority and command, have burned away these relativities in a single spark, and blotted out these words with a drop of dew. Page 28. And they swim in the sea of the Spirit, and soar in the holy air of light. Then what life have words on such plane that first and last, or other than these, be seen or mentioned? In this realm, the first is the last itself, and the last is but the first. In thy soul of love, build thou a fire, and burn all thoughts and words entire. O my friend, look upon thyself. Hadst thou not become a father, nor begotten a son, neither wouldst thou have heard these sayings. Now forget them all, that thou mayest learn from the Master of Love in the schoolhouse of oneness, and return unto God, and forsake the inner land of unreality, for thy true station, and dwell within the shadow of the tree of knowledge. Footnote on Forsake the Inner Land of Unreality. This refers to the Sufi idea of the inner plane, which compared to revealed truth is but unreal. End of footnote. O thou dear one, impoverish thyself, that thou mayest enter the high court of riches, and humble thy body, that thou mayest drink from the river of glory, and attain to the full measure of the poems whereof thou hast asked. Thus it hath been made clear that these stages depend on the vision of the wayfarer. In every city he will behold a world, in every valley reach a spring, in every meadow hear a song. Page 29. But the falcon of the mystic heaven hath many a wondrous carol of the spirit in his breast, and the Persian bird keepeth in his soul many a sweet Arab melody. Yet these are hidden, and hidden shall remain. If I speak forth, many a mind will shatter, and if I write, many a pen will break.